Harper Audio presents Badass Ultimate Deathmatch. Skull-crushing true stories of the most hardcore duels, showdowns, fistfights, last stands, suicide charges, and military engagements of all time. By Ben Thompson. Read by Stephen Bowlby. Introduction. The fundamentals of a badass battle. The way of revenge lies in simply forcing one's way into a place and being cut down. There is no shame in this. No matter if the enemy has thousands of men, there is fulfillment in simply standing them off and being determined to cut them all down, starting from one end. Yamamoto Sunimoto, Hagakuri, The Book of the Samurai. Since the dawn of time, nearly every man, and I'd wager to guess most women, has, at his most visceral level, secretly desired for one thing: to be standing triumphantly atop a heaping pile of his slain enemies, holding a gigantic axe aloft, while some unbelievably attractive member of whatever gender he's attracted to desperately clutches his leg like it's the last life raft on the HMS Titanic. From the scrawniest D&D nerd, who would just as soon have the corpses be orcs and the naked babes be dark elves, to the most hardcore tatted-up special forces operatives, who actually have the equipment and training required to make a scenario like this happen in real life, we all dream of cleaving apart anyone who stands before us in a cavalcade of fiery, blood-soaked destruction, plowing through endless hordes of screaming foes with only a trusty blade, a fashionable loincloth, and a Colt 45 with unlimited ammunition, and achieving the sort of hard-fought glory that gets you displayed prominently in history texts, while less impressive people build gigantic bronze statues depicting your awesomeness. Some of us, of course, are more successful at living this dream than others, leaving the rest of us to read about badass battles of the past and live vicariously through the ultra-violent heroes of times gone by. The following pages are a collection of 40 of my all-time favorite beatdowns from history, daring tales of glory, honor, vengeance, and dudes driving around in jeeps with gigantic machine guns mounted on the back, wasting everything in sight, while psychotic barbarian warlords heave throwing axes at them. Now, for the purposes of this book, I am defining a battle as any physical conflict between at least two opposing individuals. Everything from a no-holes-barred back-alley beat-it video-style knife fight to a continent-spanning military campaign with the fate of the free world hanging in the balance. While this fast and loose, hell yeah, spirited thumb wrestling match counts as a battle definition might probably give some West Point instructors a hernia, there are several key elements you'll find across the board that make any confrontation badass. 1. High stakes. Nobody gives an anteater scrotum about two drunk assholes oafishly beating the pants off each other in a back alley behind an Irish pub at 2 a.m. But if you take those same two guys, sober them up, and put them in the command center of a 400-mile-long mining laser capable of overheating the Earth's core and destroying the planet, it suddenly becomes a hell of a lot more important who emerges victorious. Whether you're talking about an epic, earth-shattering campaign for ultimate control of Europe, a life-or-death sword fight to avenge one's honor, or a high noon showdown with a lone lawman taking on a gang of murderous criminals, we need to know what's on the line, and what's on the line needs to be something we actually give a crap about. 2. Impossible odds. Whether it's 200 grizzled Texans resolving to fight to the death against 10-to-1 odds in a small San Antonio church, or Rocky Balboa bumping gloves with superhuman Russian boxing robot Ivan Drago, the most memorable fights in history are those that look utterly one-sided on paper. The reasoning behind this is simple. When you have a noticeable advantage, you're expected to win. When you're staring out at a seemingly endless wall of battle flags and broadswords, Han Solo is reminding you to never tell him the odds, and your only other ally is currently engaged in hand-to-hand combat with a great worm elder dragon, despite being armed only with a number 2 pencil and a shield he made out of a stop sign, you've got the makings of an epic battle.